Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to start the conversation with Danon with this, but now I'm kind of curious. Former Chiefs wide receiver Danon Hughes joins us. I have to ask now, have you ever had a car stolen or a teammate story or anything like that?
No, I haven't had a car stolen, but I have had a car broken into. My wife has had cars broken into as well back in Jersey. But, yeah, it's frustrating for sure when you come out. And then it's just, you know, it's just kind of the, what you call it, just the effect for the future is that every time you park your car, every time you go home, you wonder. You know, adds to a little bit of sleepless nights, I guess, but fortunately, he was not involved, and he wasn't in the car. It wasn't a carjacking, so there's always another car you can get.
The only thing that ever got stolen from me, Danon, was my heart. A girl stole that from me one time. She took it, man. She ran away. I never saw her again.
Oh, man. You guys got to get some counseling or something for that, right?
Yeah, you never know. I still got some time on this earth. I might find a nice little lovely lady. You never know.
All right, Danon, I did want to ask about the schedule for starters and the player perspective kind of on this, because we're all talking about that stretch of games at the end of December with the Christmas Day game on Wednesday, the Saturday before, and that stretch of 3-10. As a player, I mean, what other than the physical recovery, mentally, how do you kind of prepare yourself for that?
Take a deep breath and just exhale after the 10 days are up. I mean, it's just a mindset where you just recognize that you're always working uphill. Other teams may have to grind in similar circumstances. And for us as champions, you just recognize, hey, this is just part of the process. It's par for the course in regards to getting a third Super Bowl. And if this is the way we have to do it, if the NFL had chosen, whether it's the algorithm or just intentionally to make it a little bit more difficult path for us, so be it. Okay, we just got to go out there and play. And I think as a player, you wind up, especially once the season starts, you wind up having tunnel vision in regards to like where you're going to be, where you're going to go. Okay, let's work towards that bye week, which is insanely early for the Chiefs. That's probably the part of the schedule that I'm most disappointed in and most concerned about, is how early the bye week is. The 3 games in 10 days, not so much, because I feel like as long as you don't go into that first game with any significant injuries, which we wouldn't know obviously at this point, but if you don't go into it with significant injuries, then you can kind of ride that wave through those 3 games. But if you have something that happens in that first game of that 3-game process with an injury to a key player, now you might lose them for all 3 games. So that's where the concern comes in, and you just don't know until the time comes. But the bye week and being so early in week 6 is an issue for me.
Danon, I thought Travis Kelce said something interesting on his podcast about playing the good teams early, about how you don't really, you know, you don't have to show a whole lot, right? You can get everybody a fresh start. They play Baltimore, Cincinnati week 1, week 2. Obviously, you'll be there live in attendance. Do you like that, or do you like that sort of ideology that you play those good teams early, you get them out of the way, and if there is a chance you beat them, they don't see anything really special?
Yeah, I don't buy into it too much. I think there's some credence to it. As a player, you just kind of have a different mindset. But for me, whoever you play, they're going to have ample enough information on you, whether it's through the preseason or from last season, et cetera, that I think everybody comes in prepared. Now, if you have a number of young starters that are coming in, then, yeah, playing a team that's really good early can help because it can help their development, help bring them up to the speed, because I don't care where you played college, in the SEC, Big Ten, or wherever, the speed of the game in the NFL is different. It's just different. So there is a maturation process. So if you're playing a really good team early, maybe that can help accelerate some of your young talent into NFL play and what's necessary, maybe bring them back down to earth because they've been so successful in college and now they just expect the same thing at the next level. So there are some pros and cons to playing good teams early. I just feel like we're going to get the best shot from everybody. Like if you're a team that's playing against the Chiefs and you knew that you were coming to play against the Chiefs during the regular season last year, and you haven't been amped up like the Detroit Lions were last year to come into Arrowhead and play against the defending Super Bowl champs, then you don't have a pulse. You don't belong in the NFL. So I feel like we're going to get the best shot. We're going to get a Super Bowl challenge every single week. It doesn't matter if it's the better team or not. As far as the Ravens coming in, like, I think it's pretty cool that the team that you beat in the AFC Championship on their field has an opportunity to kind of dwell on this for the entire offseason and the preseason, that they get a chance for retribution this early in this upcoming season. So I think that's a cool twist, and it'll be a highly populated, highly watched game that I hope we can come out with a win.
We're talking to former Chiefs wide receiver Danion Hughes. Of course, he's on the Chiefs radio network. You'll hear him on 106.5 The Wolf starting in August, of course, with the preseason slate getting underway. I was talking to Dusty about this to start the show, that when we're seeing the stretch of games in the Chiefs and all these special windows that the NFL has created with these new streaming partners, maybe it doesn't happen until the league truly goes to 18 games or maybe more than that in the future. But isn't this kind of testing, you know, whether or not we could see more of what we've seen in the NBA, which is this idea of load management? And I'm not saying the quarterback, you're not going to sit out Patrick Mahomes, but other players, especially if somebody, let's say going in that Texans game, is a little nicked up, maybe do you consider holding them out for a game or two more than you would in the past, knowing the stretch?
Yeah, I don't know if that'll come to fruition this season. Maybe when 18 games comes into play, because you may feel at that point of the season that you're between a 3 seed and a 4 seed in the playoffs. But the difference with the NBA and Major League Baseball is that they play series, postseason series. So you always have opportunities to play on your home court or your home field. In the NFL, like we saw last year, the Chiefs played one postseason game, and then they had to go on the road. I don't think a lot of teams would want to give up on that option that early in December or in the mid part of December. So to me, I think there's always going to be a situation, even from a business perspective, as an organization, okay, if we have an opportunity to get one more game, how much more revenue does that bring to the organization? If we can win one more game and guarantee ourselves at least one playoff game. So I don't know if that would trickle down into the X's and O's and the decisions on who plays or not. I think more so you'll see is if a guy is nicked up and you know he needs one more week to be full speed for the final 3 or 4 games of the season, and then considering you're probably in a position where you have to play in a wild card game, then divisional, and then obviously the AFC Championship. So you have that 4-game stretch to get to the promised land, then you might hold a guy out because he wouldn't have any other opportunity for a break. But as far as like load management or something like that, I just think that because we don't play in series, that every game matters so much. And now when you're only a 1 seed, like we saw this last season, where just the 1 seed is the only one that gets the bye, I think it's imperative that you got to play your best every single week.
I'm sure you've looked at the schedule up and down and down and up and side by side. What's a matchup that kind of has you a little more interested than maybe you thought you would when you first glanced at it, after you've kind of like digested that schedule, what's like in Danan Hughes's mind? It's like, ooh, this might be sexy.
Yeah. You know what? The first things that jump out to me is, like I said, the bye being early in the season. I think the two-game stretch where we go back to the West Coast, back-to-back weeks, and then there's another two-game stretch where we go to the East Coast, two straight weeks. Those long trips, I mean, we're going to log probably the most miles in the NFL, or at least it feels like it. And having those clumped together can be concerns. But then when you look at the teams that and what they did in the draft. So prior, if we'd have had this conversation prior to the draft, I don't know if I would have had the same questions or concerns. But when you look at the Houston Texans late in the season and what they present with their offense and how they've kind of built up their team through the draft and the success that they had last season with C.J. Stroud, that one in December jumps out to me. And like I said, the Ravens to open the season. Like, we've been successful consistently in the early part of the season and the latter part of the season, but you'd like to keep that kind of streak going this season, but it's going to be tough. I think that Houston game is probably the one that jumps out to me in regards to the end of the season.
Danan Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver. Good to have you back on the show, man. We'll be talking a lot more here in a couple months. Appreciate the insight and have a good rest of the week.
All right, fellas. Danan, thanks for having me.
Danan, real quick, how many golf rounds do you have so far under your belt?
I have two, but I got another two coming up pretty quickly.
Love that.
And then there's a stream of charity tournaments around Kansas City that we'll be a part of. So before the end of June, there'll be a lot.
Praise be, baby. Praise be. Hit them straight.
It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.